Some days I feel like I'm moving through thick mud and it takes me longer to get everything done. All of a sudden I look at the clock. I'm like, oh, 2 minutes has gone by. Wait, that felt like 10 seconds. And other times I feel like I get my stuff done and I have time to breathe. Why is that? Does time move at a different speed and we just don't realize it?
No. So time is the only constant is what they say, which okay. is frustrating. Because
so it's us who are, we are not constant.
You know that saying, when you want life to go slow, it goes fast. Mm-hmm. When you want it to go fast, it goes slow.
Yes.
So true.
Yes.
But what's weird about that is time actually moves. It never changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we perceive like what's going on.
Oh,
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
you know, when you're going through good stuff in your life, you're like, I want this to last forever. It flies by.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
when you're like, okay, this little period I'm in, this little issue I'm in, I need this to just go and get, and then it's like
drudgery.
The days mm-hmm. feel like years.
Yes. So that's the truth. So I'm reading this book right now, and I can't think of the name off the top of my head. I think it's called Silence. I'll have the name next podcast. Really good book. And this guy just talks about trying to find silence in a busy, loud world. And he talks about going to, he says, I've been to quite a few birthday parties, like 70-year-old, 80-year-old birthday parties. Because if you've been to these, you hear people talk a lot about, boy, where did the time go? Where did it go? And so you don't want to get caught up in, hey, I didn't really live. You and I have talked about that a lot, but you don't want to have missed out on going for it, or more so than going for it, enjoying whatever you're doing. And I've caught myself lately, I've been in some bad habits, so I kind of had to shake up my schedule. Do you feel like you, and I know working parents get like this, you are just so tired when you get home. And you're just going through the motions, and sometimes you're just counting down the clock until you can lie down.
Yeah.
I feel terrible saying
that.
Yeah,
and it's terrible because then the week will end, and then you'll look back and go, all I did was stress and worry, mm-hmm. and I just want to, like, I look forward to sleep.
Yes.
And look forward to the weekend. Like, and I think we have talked about this before on the podcast. Like, when you're just looking forward to Saturday, mm-hmm. like, your life, the weekday's not good.
No.
You know,
no.
because you're in, like, this chaotic hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, I can't wait till 10 o'clock at night so I can go to bed. Or I can't wait till Friday night so I can crack a beer and not worry about it.
Right.
I can't wait till Saturday. But then Sunday comes and you're like, oh no,
right.
it's starting again,
yeah.
you know? But you got to be in that period of your life where you love Sunday night because you're like, oh man, I'm ready for
yes.
another awesome week.
Yes.
But I feel like the way I do it, everybody's different, cool, of course, is you just have to become a part of the chaos. Like you have to
mm-hmm.
embrace the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
There's something
mm-hmm.
about embracing chaos that I like.
Sure.
It's like, this whole thing's crazy. It's weird. I don't really get it. I don't know that
right.
I want to be involved, but I am involved, so I'm just going to throw myself in, and it's all going to be nuts, and that's cool.
We're part of a weird sitcom, and we don't even know it.
Yes.
So I feel like when I come home, I lie down with the baby. Maybe I sleep. Maybe I just check emails the whole time, and then I wake up, or I just am groggy the whole rest of the day. I said, Roxanne, you've got to change this. My issue is energetically. So I'm not going to get any more sleep than I do. So I said, what do I need to change every day that's going to either give or take away from my energy? And I realized this terrible pattern that I'm in. Okay. Three bad things happen to start my day. Number one, the alarm goes off. All right?
I don't know that you're going to fix
pissed
that one.
Off. But
yeah.
As soon as that alarm goes off,
right.
I'm mad. That never am I like, oh, I've been waiting for you, alarm. Either I'm awake
right.
and I'm mad because I can't fall back asleep, or I'm in a deep, deep sleep. So either way,
it's
I'm
so
furious.
True. Nobody ever says, like, when their alarm goes off, no one goes,
woo-hoo!
Thank God. You know what I mean? Thank God. I've been dreaming about you all night, and now you're here, alarm. Never happens.
That's problem number one. Problem number two. I get in my car, I drive to work, the whole time I'm listening to the news because, of course, I have to talk about three things you need to know
right.
on Q105. So I'm preparing for my day. Guess what? It's terrible.
Depressing.
It's like as soon as I started to realize, Roxanne, this is garbage for your... It's telling you, it's continuous messages of how bad the
right.
world is in that we live in. And that is setting you up for negative thinking.
And then you get to work and then you have to share the negative news.
Yes. Well, half the time, we're just like you guys on QYK. We're not like that. We're about the positive news.
You don't do any hard news? Like if it's...
Unless it's taking over the world kind
right,
of hard
right,
news,
right.
we steer clear of
That's
it.
That's probably good.
Yes. So I'm like, I don't even need to know this stuff. And if something has happened, maybe my coworkers will tell me.
Right.
So, I mean, I'll see it when I log on, but it's less offensive that way than actually just being fed,
sure,
I
sure.
feel like.
Yeah.
So that's problem number two, or thing that makes me mad, number two. And then number three, I love the people, but I hate walking into a room of fluorescent lighting. It's
oh,
like the worst.
I hate it too. We don't
you
turn
guys don't do that.
No, we don't have it in the studio. We keep it off and we use the bulb lights.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, those fluorescent bulbs, forget it. Yeah, we use the hanging bulb lights.
I can't stand that.
No.
I've always said that, by the way. And I feel like I read something. Maybe I made this up.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did make it up, I think it sounds believable. But it's like that, whatever that energy is, like mm-hmm. it sucks the energy out of you.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And like it makes my head hurt. Mm-hmm. It just, I feel like I'm just exhausted of
Me
it.
Me too. And
do you guys have them full on in there?
We have them full on. We have every light imaginable on in there. So I said, Roxanne, these three things are going to make you mad.
So what are you going to do to fix your alarm clock? You're not fixing that. What are you going to do to fix? You can fix not listening to the news.
That's the one thing I did. And I did it today and yesterday.
What do you listen to instead?
Just music.
Just music? Okay.
Just music. And
is it music you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Music I like.
Okay.
So various stations here in the hallway.
Okay. I got you.
And so I listen to my music. I'm happier. I'm in a better frame of mind. Or positive podcasts. That helps too. Because it's just positive food for your brain versus the world is a terrible place and everybody hates each other. And then the fluorescent lighting can't do a darn thing about.
Sunglasses?
Maybe. Maybe.
Try it for a day. No, really. Maybe that'll like deflect some of that negative, whatever
it's
that,
terrible.
The evil spirits that come out of those things. Those are evil, soul-sucking spirits.
And the converse. Think about the fanciest hotel you've ever stayed at in your life. And mm-hmm. I can think about one. And the lighting was like, everyone looked angelic. You felt phenomenal. It was, you know, so good lighting just, makes a difference.
We use, I got to keep the studio dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because for whatever reason, I don't feel... Like, and I walk into a heavily lit room,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm being, like, punched. You know what I mean? Like I just, my eyes, like, my temples get heavy, and I'm just like, this is insanity. And the part of the problem is, too, is, like, when we're driving to work, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
The most light that you and I have when we wake up in the morning is from the moon.
Oh,
okay? Yeah. That's insanity.
And I get ready in the dark, hence my makeup.
Right. No, you look great. Look great. It just is that the moon is our light.
Yes.
And so... And it's not supposed to be like that.
And I want it to stay that way. I want the natural rhythm of the sun coming up to wake me up.
Right. So we use it's a darker, cooler environment,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I like.
Mark, can you do this little favor for me?
What?
Just for fun.
Go
just
talk
little,
to Mason about studio vibe and studio mood. Like, I don't think Mason will listen to me. I'll give it a shot.
We've talked about it. He's set with the lighting as it is, which is fine. But
it does look like a tanning booth when I walk by. You know, I do. Now that you say that, I walk by and I'm like,
it's
UV
a doctor.
Rays.
It's worse than the most fluorescent lit doctor's office. You could do surgery in that room, actually.
Take a couple of them out. Take a couple of the bulbs out and just act like you don't know what happened. What are they going to do? They're not going to get up there and put them back in.
Can you do this little favor for me? Just for fun. Just walk in there like a couple of days in a row and just say, hey, guys, just popping in. Just want to say hi. And I just want you to feel what I walk into every day.
Yeah. I'll get a little tan. Yeah.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear some sunscreen. Walk in, get a little tan.
Well, maybe today feels a little bit tougher than normal because it is Halloween hangover day.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of wine, but really just the enthusiasm of out with the kids. And I still feel like my Catwoman makeup is still on. So.
I had two beers. I was living on the edge with my two beers.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of exercise. I walked around. It was fun. Man, I love Halloween. I got to tell you, for whatever reason this year, like I felt like a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I didn't want it to end.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, this is...
The season or the night?
The night.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, this is so much... Like, and I don't know if just because most of the kids, four out of five kids agree that Halloween's fun. Well, because Kyle's too young to really know what's going on. He's just like 15 months old. But the other kids were so into it. They had so much fun. Our neighborhood got into it. We're walking around. We're having beers and everything like that. And they were all excited about their candy. Their costumes were great. And then we get home, and all the channels, you know, they were running all, like, the old horror movies and stuff. Like, the original Halloween, like, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, all the real scary stuff. So I was like, man, I'm going to watch. So I watched it. Next thing I know, it's 11 o'clock, and I'm, like, I'm amped up. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I want Halloween to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go to bed because, you know, we have to get up and do this thing.
Yep.
Our real-life radio jobs. And so I was, like, bummed out. I was like, I wish Halloween could always be on a weekend, like a Friday or Saturday night.
I know. Just keep it going.
Yeah. But I will say one thing I noticed I thought was really cool. One of the houses in our neighborhood gave away scratch-off lottery tickets.
Now, oh, my gosh.
I thought this was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pocket of people who were mad, parents.
Mad? About what?
One of them said, is it legal, number one? And I'm like, well...
Does everybody
you got to be 18 to buy them.
Something tells me that somebody in your neighborhood has probably set off some sparklers or fireworks, and that's not exactly legal, right?
Right.
Neighborhood fun. Come on.
And done a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, give me a break. And then somebody else was like, yeah, you know, we don't really appreciate it. It's for the kids. Like, why are you giving away something for adults? Because obviously it's like for the adults.
Teaching them to be greedy or something like that.
I guess, but I'm just kind of like, I thought that that house gets the MVP for me. I'm like, mm-hmm, this is
absolutely
great. I was like, you're giving away, by the way, five chances to win on every ticket, okay? Maximum prize, $10,000. Florida Lottery. It's the Monopoly scratch-off tickets. I thought they were great. And I was all excited because I was like, this is really cool. Like, it's hard work for parents. You're walking around, you know, it's like, and two of my kids, of course, they've been ready for this day for like months. They've been talking about their costumes. Mm-hmm. And 30 minutes in, they're like, can you carry me? We're too tired. I'm like, what? I was like, you've been training for this. Like, what do you mean, can I carry you? You're in training. So
I'm just picturing you with one child on each arm.
Oh, my gosh.
And then two wrapped around your legs.
I had a witch on my back, and then the other was John Cena, and I'm carrying buckets of candy because they were so heavy. So, I mean, I deserve those two beers for sure. I deserve more, probably. But one of the houses, like I said, they gave the lottery tickets, and I just thought it was so cool because I was like, well, finally, someone's actually saying this house is for the parents. And another house was giving away fireball shots.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have one. Yeah,
because
I had to be up
fun.
Too early. But I didn't have one, but I thought it was really cool.
Festive.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, and then somebody was complaining about that. Like, oh, you know, you got drunk parents out here walking around. I'm like, man. So I came to the conclusion.
Right.
Halloween, which is a holiday tailored for kids and families having fun and everything like that. I'm like, you know, there's some people who are just, their radar screen is to find things to be mad at.
If you're judgy. Judgy.
Right.
And no fun.
They're just, their existence is, I'm going to find something to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they attract those other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
yes.
I was sitting there talking to people last night.
The appropriate police. Is this appropriate to give out lottery tickets?
Right. You know, and then it's like, oh, a fireball shot. Jeez, now you have drunk parents walking around.
Ooh,
I mean, it's like, it was so crazy. And I'm like, yeah.
Guess what? You have drunk parents walking around regardless of these neighbors
exactly,
are giving out fireball
right?
shots.
Thank God, too, because, you know, some of we deserve to be drunk once in a while. But I did feel bad for, like, the kids who grow up in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Then our conversation kind of shifted, and it was like, gosh, imagine being the kids in there, and all they do is hear about their parents complaining about everything.
I know.
Everything is just blah, 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 blah. So it was kind of like one of those weird moments where I was like, you know, this is pretty cool. Because I'm hanging out with the right people, the right parents.
Mm-hmm.
We're all having fun. We're getting involved. And then, of course, there was just this little pocket of people who just were not happy about anything. And I was like, yeah.
You know what? And I think you have to, I think, you know, when you sit there with your spouse, sometimes it's fun to complain about stuff, you know, whether it's work or life or neighbors or whatever
it is. Especially
if
it's about work. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But it's a good lesson you're reminding me of now, because I don't want to be that person as my daughter grows up to hear mom and dad gripe about whatever it is. And I think we do a pretty good job of, we always try to be thankful, like, oh, we're so lucky. And hashtag blessed. You know, but we try to make it a joke, but we try to remind each other of the stuff that we have that's fun, family, friends, all that stuff. And that would be a good opportunity for those parents to just be like, oh, isn't it nice that we have these neighbors who are trying to be nice to other neighbors?
Right.
In our community, and they're kind of thinking outside the box. So we've got these creative people over here. Great.
Yeah, and I thought back. I was like, you know, there have been times in my life, I mean, guilty, that I probably went through periods of my life and just complained too much at home about things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thinking back, and I'm like, wow, I did. And I bet my kids probably picked up on them and was like, wow, you know, that month was just about complaining and this and that. So I've kind of, like, taken this challenge of, like, don't try not to complain about things around the house, because the kids shouldn't be inundated with that.
Right.
I mean, and the only real reason why is because it's just not fun.
Mm-mm.
It's not fun to hear adults complain as adults. Imagine when they're kids to hear it, you know?
I'm feeling a twinge of guilt right now.
Yeah, but
because
your daughter's, I think, too young to really,
the first half of the show is dedicated to me complaining about the things that I hate that it started my day.
No, but it's okay because you're not doing it around your kid.
Okay.
Like, I just feel
I'm
like...
not.
Yeah, no. And so then I thought to myself, gosh, there were times where I probably was like, went home. And you just go through periods at work, like, you're just not thrilled with the people you're working with and or the situation. And it's like, man, I probably spent the better part of that month complaining about that. They heard it and were probably like, wow, what's that all about? That's it's just not fun.
It's confusing.
Bad environment. Yeah,
yep,
yeah, bad environment. So it was kind of interesting last night to hear the other parents and be around that and go, yeah, buzzkill. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, actually listening to you people makes me want to gamble and drink Fireball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're depressing
and do it
me.
With your kids, too. While
right, exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So, not really. Good. It was kind of one of those like teachable moments for adults. Mm-hmm. But man, I tell you, I love Halloween.
It's fun.
Next year, I'm telling you, I'm taking the next day off.
I know.
I'm not doing this anymore because it was, I feel like I cut out way too much fun, like on a good memory, mm-hmm. like making a cool memory.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. I kind of felt the same way because as the clock ticked down, you're just thinking, we got to go. We got to wrap this up. And I did the same thing last year. I don't know if you put in for your vacation yet for this year, but wipe out that week between Christmas and New Year's because I worked the day after Christmas.
I never worked that week.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
I never will. And then
it was miserable, especially with a family.
Yeah, oh God. I just never worked. And then the day after Thanksgiving, which we get here, by the way.
Yes, we do, which is wonderful. Thank you.
There's not another company out there, at least in the broadcasting business, that I've been a part of that gives you that day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take it. Now, they'll give it to you because nobody's working, but you have to take it.
Right.
Beasley's really cool. They just give it to you.
Yeah, they give us a good holiday schedule.
And I think, I got to tell you, that day after Thanksgiving mm-hmm. is so cool. It's so much less stress than Thanksgiving Day.
It is.
Because Thanksgiving Day is insane. Mm-hmm. It's too much. It's actually, I'm trying to find a way. We'll do this maybe on the next podcast.
Right.
I'm trying to find a way to redesign my Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Because last year it was just, it's too much food. We're up at 6 in the morning. By the time 2 o'clock comes, I'm exhausted. My wife is exhausted. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at the beer and the bottles of wine like, save me.
Right.
But it's like, so I got to find a way to redesign that. But then Friday becomes the real mm-hmm. R&R day for mm-hmm. parents.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's just leftovers.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so you need that day, but I want Thanksgiving to be that day.
Right. And then you also have, we'll put some thought into this revamping Thanksgiving
schedule.
We've
done a lot of bitching and complaining today.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's ironic because we're bitching about bitching.
Yeah.
We've even done that. So, but if you redo Thanksgiving Day, well, the nice thing too about that Friday, you've already had a little bit of a sleep in on Thursday morning.
Right,
a little bit. Yeah, so you feel a little refreshed. Even though you had a busy Thanksgiving Day Friday, you feel refreshed too to really enjoy that day.
I have a plan I'm working on for Thanksgiving. I won't tell it now, but next week we'll do the podcast and I think I'll have this done.
Okay.
And I think 90% of people will judge me hard on this.
Mm-hmm,
they'll
mm-hmm.
come at me hard on this, but I got good reasons for doing it.
Okay.
So we'll talk about
it. Ooh, can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
So speaking of Thanksgiving, we want to talk a little bit about food. And what's your protocol around your house for keeping your kids healthy, well-fed? Do they all have different eating habits, different things they like? I mean, with 5 of them, okay, it's hard right now with the 15-month-old. But with the 4, are they very different in their likes and dislikes? My sister and I, you know, obviously raised by the same people, birthed by the same person. Our eating habits couldn't be more different.
Who's healthy, you or her?
Specifically, our tastes. The biggest difference between us is she likes bland food, and I like really spicy food.
Okay.
And I'll eat anything. Yeah, but she's healthy, but just bland.
We eat really healthy.
Oh,
my
good.
Wife
okay.
is a great cook.
That's awesome.
I would never say that if I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't. She is a great cook, and she cooks very healthy. She kind of, you know, she works out 6 days a week.
Oh, wow.
So the baby gets purees. Like, I'm really,
I did that too with my baby.
Believe food mm-hmm. is medicine.
Yes.
I believe it. Like, all these other medicines we go to the doctors and take, you know, I realize some of them for certain types of therapies and stuff, we need them. But a lot of it we don't need, like need.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can find it in food, the benefits. So we try to.
Consistently eating.
I mean, I overdose on vegetables during the week.
That's great.
Totally do it. Mm-hmm. And I feel great about it. And it's what your body needs. And so
we do
that with like those like core pillars mm-hmm. we transfer down to the kids.
How do you get so many vegetables into your diet? Because we try to do that too, but it's hard. It's a challenge.
Yeah. Well, so meat shouldn't be the biggest thing on your plate,
mm-hmm.
which is what when we're growing up, that
it's
food
like
pyramid
potatoes.
Is what they say.
Right.
Right. And it's so vegetables are the main course
mm-hmm.
and then meat would be secondary. And that's how we do it. So
right.
we focus our meals around vegetables.
How do you guys do your meal planning?
So I shop at Southwestern Produce, which is in Plant City. They sell.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they sell these.
I have friends who do that. They'll find a place out there that they like and go there.
Mm-hmm. Huge flash frozen vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Bags. Huge bags, right? The difference is that the vegetables are blanched ahead of time, so they're not full of water, so that when you cook them, it's like you cooked them fresh.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've
and
been.
So these are organic, too?
I don't know if it's organic.
It just seems like if it's coming from that farm, it would be.
It could be. Yeah. Okay. I know there's some like hard certifications to call something organic, and I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But they are fresh in the sense that, I mean, I've been through their operation. It's incredible.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, huge, like 15 pound bags, broccoli, spinach, blueberries, raspberry. I mean, you name it, they have it. And so I've been utilizing them for over a year now. I did an endorsement with them a year ago and kept going and going and going. So once every 2 months, I'll go out there. They're only open for 1 week in a month.
Uh-huh.
And we fill up. We actually bought a reach-in freezer.
Wow.
To accommodate all of this stuff. And so all of our meals.
Do you have a membership there?
The bedrock. What's that?
Do you have to have a membership there?
No, you don't have a membership. But the bedrock of all the meals are like the fruits and vegetables from there. So we'll have a huge, huge plate of like spinach and zucchini. And then, like I said, the secondary stuff will be like chicken.
Is it packed when you go out there?
No. Okay. It's, well, because they're open for like 3 days straight.
Okay.
So it's not like they're open for 3 hours.
I just found them.
It's busy, but you can order ahead of time, which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
It is so worth it. I tell you, I've never gotten like such a great, I think the value is just incredible for what you get out there. And you come back home and you have like a month or 2 months worth of vegetables. You save so much money from going to the grocery store, and the quality is so good. So,
oh wow, okay,
that's so how we do it.
It almost feels like an advertisement, but it's not because I'm truly interested in this.
Well,
like,
I had no idea we were going to talk about this until I walked in, to be honest. So yeah, I'm
looking on their website right now, and they have all these great recipes too.
Yep.
So that's awesome. And so, okay, so it sounds like you guys have it down. That vegetable stuff was very, very.
That's how
helpful
we do
to
it.
Me.
Yeah. So we have to do it, but with so many kids, we have to have it on hand, or else it's an easy excuse to be like, just call and order a pizza.
Right.
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 Which is a bad habit to get into. Don't get me wrong. We'll do that on the weekends
because
I'm not one of these guys. It's like, you know. Hey, pizza's fun. You know, buffalo wings are fun. So we do that too. But 90%, it's all built around that healthy, satisfying food, stuff your body.
That's smart.
You know, there's two ways to eat. One's for fuel and one's for fun. And if you eat for fun too much, you're in big trouble.
See, I don't think I'd mind if my daughter ate for fun as long as she was eating for fuel.
Right.
In other words, eat for fuel most of the time and then eat for fun when you feel like it. You'll be filled up.
You know, we just, the Friday nights, the kids usually get pizza, or Saturdays, like, we'll go get buffalo wings. Like, I have this one spot next to my house that the buffalo wings are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They're unbelievable. And my heaven is ice cold beer and spicy buffalo wings. That's my heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So.
With the ranch or blue cheese?
Neither.
Oh, just by themselves.
I don't want cheese to ruin my buffalo wings.
Okay. Good for you.
Beer. I dip it in beer. That's my dip.
Beer cheese.
Yeah. Well, I may see you on that. I may do that.
What our meal plans are, usually a big family dinner on Sunday, some kind of casserole-y thing or that you can heat up later. So that's Sunday night. Then during the week, I get two of those meal kits sent to me.
Ooh.
And the baby cooks with me the whole time. And I'm sure your kids are learning this from you guys as they watch you cook.
Yep.
And that teaches them, like, okay, things don't just... Because Doug and I were bad before about takeout all the time. There's two people. Who cares?
That's what you do when there's no kids around, right?
Right. So kind of have about 4 or 5 meals that I cook a week. And then the others are kind of takeout or frozen pizza or something. So I can do about... So that's where we're at.
Yeah. No. And I think that's good. You do have to have those fun meals for the kids, like kind of mixed in. You know, because pizza's fun.
Right.
Like, I like pizza.
It is. Yeah.
But
that's good frozen pizza.
Oh, that's good. The Oprah pizza. Right. Yeah.
That
we love
good.
That, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids still have to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I really... I'm a big, big fan. If you build the meals around the vegetables, and my
That's
kids love
great
it.
Great advice.
They love it. You know, it's like, but if you look at plates and the way plates are built, the meat always goes in the bigger, you know, and I'm not one of these crazy anti-meat guys. No, I mean, eat meat all the time. I love it. But I'm also not a believer that should be like, build meals around your meat.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So I'm learning from you, and I thought I was going to be the expert in this segment, but not really. But we kind of make jokes about being hapless parents and working our way through all of this. But I feel like people are shocked when they see what my daughter eats because she eats anything. I think one of the biggest challenges parents face is getting their kids to try stuff. So my family members, everybody's like, how is it that she'll eat? I made ginger meatballs the other night, ginger turkey meatballs. She eats kimchi pancakes. She eats, I mean, spices and stuff you would never think of.
Her poor husband is going to be... When he's like, what do you want to eat? She throws out something, you know, something like that. He's going to be like, well, this is going to get expensive.
I know.
You think she gets it from her mama. I mean, what can you do?
I know. I hope she doesn't meet a guy who's like a meat and potatoes guy because she's got too much variety.
No,
and
but
spice
it's cool though.
Life.
She's adventurous when she eats.
Very
she'll try
so.
Anything.
Yes,
yeah,
and
that's
I think
great.
I think that variety makes you healthy too. I mean, if you just eat the same thing all the time,
right.
You're going to miss out on some nutrients. So that helps. But I ask myself, well, what did you do to make her be this way? And for example, like my sister and I were so different, grew up in the same place. So I'm sure part of it is her just own personal preferences. One part of it, I ate like a crazy variety, and I ate so much the whole time I was pregnant. I followed the rules most for the most part, but just had a really good variety of
flavors. Did you ever use it as an excuse just to eat food, like to go, I'm not necessarily hungry, but I am pregnant. Let me eat.
No, I had the opposite because I would think to myself, all right, I really don't need to eat 10 oranges during, that's an exaggeration, but I would eat a lot more produce and stuff right. than I normally would. And then I did that with her, and then we cook all the time, so that helps because it makes her interested in it. And then we just have fed from the time that our pediatrician gave us the green light to, yeah, let her try different foods. We've given her everything except raw fish, basically. So that's wow. the trick, is just expose them to a lot and be excited about it and eat crazy stuff when you're pregnant.
Kimchi pancakes, mm-hmm. but no sushi.
No, she does eat sushi all the time.
Oh, okay,
she
I got
loves
you.
And every time I watch her, because I'm a sushi addict, and every time I watch her eat sushi, I'm like, look at my girl.
I used to love sushi. God, I used
you
to
say
love
you used to.
Yeah, I don't trust it anymore.
Really?
Yeah. That radioactive thing and yeah, just
I know,
everything I've
I know.
Read. Nope.
Okay.
Not doing
well,
it. Stay away.
Man.
Stay away.
Man.
Yeah.
What about twice a week?
I used to love it, but it just the more you read about it and you know, I think there was a time where probably sushi was probably good for you,
mm-hmm.
but now is not that time.
Oh, man.
I don't think. I don't know.
You are just ruining my
day,
Mark.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know. Have a fish stick. You know, that's probably fine. Remember growing up, we had fish sticks?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
probably healthier than the other stuff.
They just brought, Pete and Shorty's just brought us food. This is the joy of working in the radio station is you get food delivered all the time. And I just had some Pete and Shorty's fried fish. That was
oh,
good.
Did you get the fried fish?
Yes, I did.
I was wondering what that was when I walked by. I was like, man, that smells great.
That was so
I saw
good.
Somebody walking around with a big pack of French fries and stuff. And I'm like, only at a radio station. 9 o'clock in the morning.
So do you think the sushi is even worse because then you're not cooking the radioactive particles? Or do you think it's worse when you cook the radioactive particles?
Well, you're really trying to find an angle on this. I don't know.
What about the omega-3? I just watched. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you can get little. Go get those little omega-3 pills if you
I
want.
I take those.
Eat some almonds. Mm-hmm. They got some oils in them. I don't know. Go down to the beaches and get some grouper.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be your fish.
Okay.
I don't know. You've read some of these things
though,
about.
Oh, yeah. That's some of the stuff that I just try to.
And some of it, like,
put blinders
you know the
onto,
imitation crab meat they use?
Yeah.
That's it's all sugar.
I know. Yeah, that's bad. And you can tell it's bad.
Yeah. I do love ahi tuna. Mm-hmm. What can I say? I love ahi tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And I would still eat that today.
That's as radioactive as it gets.
I know. that's the worst probably, but I really like the way it tastes. But
the salmon.
Salmon's good.
It's good, but you hear so many mixed reviews on that. I guess unless it's wild caught Alaskan, that's good.
Right.
Or you could do the farmed Atlantic, but that's supposedly horrible.
Well, the tuna sometimes has worms in it.
Ugh.
Those sea worms. So you have to be careful. Are you canceling your sushi date that you had planned? But what else? Okay. I love the seaweed salads at the sushi joints.
Okay.
How about that?
I hope they don't have the radioactive stuff.
I don't think that. How could seaweed, for God's sake?
But it's still in the ocean.
Yeah, but I think it fights radioactive, doesn't it?
I don't know. Now we're just making up
our
own rules.
All right. I love miso soup.
Okay,
how about
that's
that?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that good?
That's good.
And it's healthy.
Miso. Me
I love
too.
Sake bombs.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I'll just have sake bombs. You can eat all the ahi radioactive tuna you want.
By the way, I saw a Dr. Oz special the other day, and it was all about fighting against Alzheimer's.
Mm.
And it just reminded me, because what you said earlier, the foods you eat really do, they're medicine for you. And that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
So the big ones on the list, green tea, blueberries.
Oh, I love blueberries.
Yes. And there's something else that was pretty, eggs. What about eggs? You eat eggs?
I eat eggs almost every day.
He said, and it makes perfect sense. He's like, eggs are the best thing in the world for you.
Yeah.
He's like, you should put them on, you should use the yolk as sauce. Rather than ketchup as condiments, use a yolk as condiments. And if you think about it, it is brain food because it's the newness. It's
right.
All this, the cells needed to build a real chicken.
I think
so eggs are really good for you.
So here's a, I love egg salad, but of course it's mayonnaise, which is not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of mayonnaise, use Greek yogurt. You'll get even more protein.
Really? Okay. Yep. You could also do some avocado in there. Eggs and avocado.
Well, you are fancy.
Yeah.
You are fancy.
My goodness.
She's one-upping me on Greek yogurt. I thought nobody could one-up me on Greek yogurt. Roxanne, hold my beer. I got avocado.
Dr. Oz also said the fish is so great for you, and so that's what made me think of him.
But I love seafood. I do. Okay. I get worried sometimes about the sushi, but I grew up on the East Coast, so I'm big into, like, I love shrimp, I love crab, mm-hmm. I love raw oysters.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Don't cook an oyster.
No,
eat
you
them
can
raw.
Have them now. You're good now.
Yeah.
Been eating them the R months. You know that, right?
Yeah, the months and an R. Okay. Seafood is great. I do love eggs. But I love green too. Mm-hmm. If it's green, you got to eat it. It really is. It's funny. I feel different. Like there's weeks I won't have as many vegetables and I don't feel as good. I overdose on vegetables. I love
right,
it.
Right.
Then the weekend comes when I drink beer and vodka. I don't feel as guilty.
There you go.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.